you're literally meeting in a park and gazing into strangers' eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sounds really, like, strange, doesn't it?
It does.
I know, and you know, if someone told me that same thing and I heard it for the first time, I would say, what are you talking about? It is a bit strange in the beginning. When you first hear about it, when you actually go to the space and you sit down and you are starting to gaze with someone, you start to experience things you haven't experienced before. It is a very freeing exercise. As you mentioned, it's like a group meditation. And it has instantaneous results. And what I mean by that is that it's a very self-empowering exercise and tool where it opens up your heart space like meditation does, and it releases barriers between yourself and other people. So any limiting beliefs that you have or that you've been conditioned by society or your parents or the way that things should be, they dissolve organically, and whatever is supposed to arise within you so that you can see through your consciousness what the true reality is, that comes through, so you can observe that. So it's a very simple exercise that shows you things as they are, as opposed to how the world wants them to be for you.
What was your inspiration to kick these off?
I was actually exposed to performance artist called Marina Abramovich. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
I've heard, yes.
Yeah, so she did the rounds about 3 years ago at MoMA because she had a exhibition there where people off the street could just kind of sit down with her and gaze into her eyes, and that kind of blew up, and people were very intrigued by that. But what I had first-hand experience with was when she actually came to Sydney and had an exhibition at the public Caldor Performance Arts Residency, where she was guiding 12 different artists, and at the bottom of this two-level kind of space was a space where people off the street could kind of come in and experience what it would be like to be a performance artist, so the exercises that they go through. And one of those exercises was eye gazing. So I'd walked in, they'd given me these headphones that were noise cancelling, and I was kind of led by this woman to a space where I was placed onto a chair and sitting opposite someone else I'd never seen before. And that's when it started, and I was kind of like, what is going on? But the more I sat there and the more that I kind of allowed myself to experience what it was that was going on, the more I just fascinated I was, and I kept coming back, and I realized, wow, we really need to implement this in Sydney and get this going, because it's amazing.
Now, how do people pair up at the actual events?
Well, they just sit with whoever they would, like they see. Like, for example, you'd calm down and you'd see someone empty and like just sitting there by themselves, and you sit next to them.
That's quite lovely. But, I mean, I just want to, and just double-checking, I mean, obviously this is a very safe space. I mean, certainly some women feel a little uncomfortable when people are just staring at them.
It's a safe space. You know, it attracts a certain type of person because it is confronting. It attracts someone that wants to go inward, that are more inward-focused. And because of that inward-focused nature, when they sit down, there's a reverence and a respect from the get-go that's established because of the intimate nature of the gaze. So the fact that it's people might feel uncomfortable is more so out of nervousness than the fact that this is not societally been acceptable in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Now, just quickly, you've got one of these happening this weekend in Sydney, don't you?
Yeah, so we run events in Sydney, Adelaide, soon Cairns, we're going to Los Angeles, Melbourne. Yeah, our next event is this Saturday in Sydney.
And how can people find out a little bit about it?
You can go on our website, thehumanconnectionmovement.org.au, or you can go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/thehcmovement, and there's a list of all of our events there.
Igor, thanks so much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
No worries, Nick. Have a good one.
You too.